Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. All right. We just spoke about it with Charlie Casserly, the former NFL general manager. But now we're going to get into it. The Aaron Rodgers situation. And Rob, we talked about it with Charlie about the timing being strange. Because everybody, all the reporters, the plugged in NFL reporters, are saying that this stems from the drafting of Jordan Love. And we all know he was upset. He talked about, what was it, his scotch. He had five fingers of scotch or whatever it was he said. And we get that. But then you go out and have an MVP season. And then a year, and then after that season, you start complaining. It's a strange thing. And I'm going to say this. I do think Aaron Rodgers is being whiny. All right, we get it. You didn't like the drafting of Jordan Love. But let me say this, Rob. If anybody should understand it, it should be Aaron Rodgers, because he was in that very same position. And he sat for 3 years. So he should be able to understand how, okay, they drafted this guy, but it doesn't mean they're getting rid of me right now. I'm going out and doing my thing, and that's what he did. And I do think that, and I don't know if he has a problem with the personnel. But we talked with Charlie about it. I think they got good personnel. I mean, they've been 13-3 the last 2 years. They got a good coach. The call in the playoff game, notwithstanding, he's still a good coach, Matt LaFleur. You got Devontae Adams. You mentioned the tight end that you love. Aaron Jones was the fourth leading rusher in the league. The offensive line ranked second in the league last year. The defense was solid.
I think in the playoff, they lost one of their best offensive linemen. Didn't they lose him? Remember he got hurt?
And they still played okay.
Right.
Yeah, so I just...
David Bakhtiari, that's the guy who got hurt, Chris.
Yep. I just think that he is being whiny. But I'm going to say this, Rob. And because sports ain't fair. Life ain't fair sometimes. And LeBron James gets certain concessions that Alex Caruso doesn't. All right. Michael Jordan got certain concessions that Judd Bushler did not.
Chris Broussard gets time off that Rob Parker doesn't.
Stop it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Rob Parker's been to Antarctica, hobnobbing with the Golden Girls. Golden Girls impersonators, whatever they were.
Yeah, right. That's what it was. most of them were in drag. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm going to say this, Rob. As much as I do believe Aaron Rodgers is being whiny and just, I'm going to call it like it is, a bit of a baby. All right, your feelings were hurt. Okay, get over it. Put your big boy pants on. All right, you're one of the best to ever do it. We'll be fine. We got a chance to win a Super Bowl, dude. What are you doing? Okay, as much as I feel that way, if the reports are true, that if they fire GM Brian Gutekunst and all will be well with Aaron Rodgers, he'll come back, smile on his face, ready to rock and roll and go for a Super Bowl. Here's what I got to say for Brian Gutekunst, Rob. One word. Bye. Bye. You're gone. You're out of here. Brian Gutekunst isn't going to catch a pass. He's not going to make a block. He's not going to make a tackle. I'm sorry. It might not be fair, but that's the way it is. I got to keep Aaron Rodgers and try to win this Super Bowl. Bye.
It's always about the player. We already know that. Unless you own the team, that's the only time that you win out over the player. But anybody working for the team and there's a disagreement, the player's always going to be kept because the game is about players. So I don't think that there would be any question about it.
Do you think they're going to do it? I don't know.
No, I'm not saying that I think that that's going to happen. I think Charlie hit the nail on the head. I think this is a ploy for money because it can't be about the Jordan Love. The timing doesn't work,
right,
Chris.
It doesn't make sense.
The timing doesn't work. The time to make a stink was last year to really make a stink and let people know how upset. And I'm not talking about ripping the kid or anything, but just saying, like, this makes no sense. You know, you could have been.
You could have just done it behind closed doors.
Right, and you could have done what you know, saying, hey, I don't know if I'm coming back. This is ridiculous. We went to the NFC Championship game last year. I needed a little more help. All you had to do was go, you know what I mean, help
right.
the team, and you didn't do it. Why wouldn't you do it when we still have a good squad? So if that was the argument back then, that's fine. The timing of this just doesn't make sense that it's still about Jordan Love. It has to be more than this, Chris, because you just mentioned it. Despite Jordan Love sitting there and taking reps or not or watching practice, I'm sure he's not taking many reps, watching practice or whatever, Aaron Rodgers just had probably his finest season, maybe one other season, Chris, was equal on par.
Right,
to what he just did.
Right?
It was arguably his best season. What do you have, 48 touchdowns? I mean, he was magnificent, plain and simple.
Right.
So it didn't affect him where he didn't want to play or Jordan Love screwed them. Let them put Jordan Love in. I'm going to throw 20 picks. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could have sabotaged it if you really wanted to do so or not play.
Which was
right.
admirable. Right.
So I just, it doesn't make sense. I think he just had this great year. Charlie mentioned that he got all of his money up front. Now everything, there's no more guaranteed money, Chris. It's all dead money. And coming off a year like that, it's like he wants them to pay. And you know,
then,
you see the guys around getting $40 and $50
right.
million dollars who aren't even close to him. I mean, they
if
just gave Dak Prescott
money,
$40 million.
Charlie, you know, it's hard to argue with the statement, it's always about money. Because
right.
so often it is. I get that. But Rob, if it's about the money, then he ain't walking away, right? I mean, he's made over $270 million in his career.
No, he's made a lot of money, right?
So if he were to retire, if he's going to, you know, plant his flag and say, I'm not playing for you again, he'd have to give them back like $22 million over the next 2 years. I don't see him doing that. Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe the reports about Gutekunst? Like, if he gets him, if he's gone, then Rodgers is okay.
I think there's a middle ground. I don't believe that it's that simple. I think it's more about maybe if this guy were to grovel, admit that he made a mistake and how he handled it, and, you know, open the lines of communication going forward. There's a happy medium. I just to say that he wants his blood. They could come up with a happy medium, Chris, and some sort of payout or bonus. Do you know what I mean? And I think that that would work more so than just strictly, all right, you fire him, I'll be back to work tomorrow. I just, that would look
so weird. Yeah, I mean,
so
there would still probably have to be things to work out. But
right.
that, I mean, again, we're just going off the report.
It's just
it
speculation.
Seems
we
like
don't
that,
know, right. We
you
don't.
Know, has something to do with it. But, Rob, here's the thing. And I think we've talked about this before. When a guy isn't, because obviously if he's willing to walk away, then he's questioning, I think, how much he wants to play. I get it. Oh, I want to play, not in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But if you're willing to retire over that, when you got a team that's been to the NFC title game the last 2 years.
I'd have to hear Aaron Rodgers say that before I start to believe that. That he would retire. Yeah, that's hard for me to believe, Chris. I know that there's jockeying and positioning.
Yeah, I think a lot of this
is
exactly that.
Yeah, you know how that is. You posture. Oh yeah, I might just quit. I remember when I was covering the Nets, and players were looking for more money, Chris, and they were negotiating, and they would use me through the newspaper. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Give me
right.
inside information on what's going on. And then I remember one player telling me that he was thinking about going to Europe to play if he doesn't get the deal that he wants. Now, you think right. he was going to Europe, Chris?
Right. No.
I wrote it anyway. You know what I
right,
mean?
Right, right,
it made
right.
the story juicy.
Right,
I get it. But that was posturing. He ain't going right. to Europe.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you. But look, this has gotten ugly. And it's going to be interesting to see how Rodgers handles it. Because I think Charlie's right that they're not going to trade him. Now, whether they get rid of the GM or not, we'll see. But I don't think they're going to trade him.
They can
at least
bring
not
in another
anytime
guy.
Soon.
Do you know what I mean? To save face, bring in another guy. Move
to work
the GM
with Gutekunst.
Yeah, or move the GM into something else. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't want it
yeah,
to
appear.
Yeah, because
I'm sure they don't want to fire him.
Nah, because that would just make it like, well, what are we doing here? And, Chris, remember, all the other people in the front office, they don't want to do it either because maybe I'm next. If we
right.
just did that, if Aaron Rodgers just pulled this on him.
Oh, yeah.
Now he can do it to anybody
else. It puts a
target
on your back.
Right.
There was already talk he got rid of Mike McCarthy.
So I think it's tougher to just give in to that without it making it like he had ultimate power. And then again, how does that look for teammates? Some might be like, man, that dude's the man. Other guys might not like it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he's running a team now. Oh, I got dropped down to second string or third string. Aaron Rodgers probably whispered in their ear. Do you know, like there's all kind of stuff you start to think. Like, was that a move from management or did Aaron want me out?
No, it can put, I think a ton of guys would just, they respect him and you know what I mean? They want him back at all costs.
Right, oh yeah.
But
oh,
yeah, you never know. I mean, that stuff can seep into people's minds for sure. Even LeBron, with him kind of running a lot of the teams he's been
Chris,
on.
Chris, the Anthony Davis trade and all those players. What happened to the young players?
Right.
When
they got bothered. As great as he is,
they were bothered by it. They were shook, and they stopped playing. They right from that whole thing.
Yep. So this is going to be very interesting indeed. All right, we're gonna throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996. 6369. If it comes down to Aaron Rodgers or the general manager, who should the Packers keep? Are you with me? Bye, Brian. Bye. See ya. Don't let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord split you. Or do you keep him and get rid of Aaron Rodgers? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Goodbye.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Look, our NFL draft coverage last week, that was second to none right here on Fox Sports Radio. It was all brought to you by NetSuite. And I'm telling you, if you're still running your business on QuickBooks, you might as well be running it in quicksand. All right, the bigger your company grows, folks, the faster you sink when your software and your technology is outdated, a la QuickBooks. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program for the latest updated software that you can get. And you can get this special financing at netsuite.com/draft. That's netsuite.com/draft. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Look, I say, I get it. Aaron Rodgers is being whiny and all that. But still, if it was up to me, Brian Gutekunst is gone. And I'm keeping Aaron Rodgers. Your thoughts on the Odd Couple?
All right, let's kick it off with Robert in South Kakalaki. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love you two guys on the show, man. Hey,
Thank you.
I'm riding with Chris. I'm riding with Aaron. I mean, it's hard from their standpoint, the organization, because this guy he's been around that organization since about '98. So, you know, he's been loyal to them, so they probably feel like they owe him a bit of loyalty too. But general manager can't win for you on the field. I mean,
no, Robert, I've said that. I don't want you to get me mixed up. It's the players always going to win out over somebody who can't play. I mean,
exactly.
So I agree with that.
I know Aaron is, on the latter side of his career, but from his play from the last couple of years, you will be a fool to think that he doesn't have at least a good 3, maybe 4 years left in him.
No, I agree.
And
Robert, the other part is, and Chris and I talk about all the time. Remember, he sat his first 3 years. He didn't play.
Right.
So, yeah,
exactly.
I believe so he has 3 or 4 years left.
I mean,
right,
you wonder,
exactly.
will Aaron satisfy him if they make Gutekunst a scout out in Mississippi?
Well, you know, that's what he was before. He was a scout. And
Send him to Mississippi.
I'm interested in the dynamic of have these two guys been – have they clashed before? Like I said, Gutekunst, he's been with that team since '98.
Right.
Well,
he's
apparently
been there a long time.
Rodgers right. blames him for drafting Love. That seems to be what it comes down to.
Well, that's the report. It just sounds kind of that it would build up for a whole year. Robert, thanks for the support. Appreciate you in South Carolina. Luca in Baltimore, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
This is a Packers fan speaking. So,
yes.
Take my comments at face value, but I don't think that it makes any sense whatsoever to fire the GM, because I think that sends the wrong message to anybody that might come after him. And also, as you mentioned, say he has at most 3 to 4 years, as in 3 to 4 good years left, then what?
Do you think Gutekunst isn't replaceable? That's the thing. It's not like you're going to not have a GM. You're going to hire somebody else. And you can hire somebody,
Charlie said,
the job like him.
As Charlie said, they are good talent evaluators. The issue is communication. So I think that's the part that needs to be fixed.
Whether Mark Murphy, the president. Go ahead.
So what if the report is accurate? And that is an ultimatum from Rodgers. So what are you doing? You're letting Rodgers retire?
Nobody's keeping a general manager over a player. I'm sorry. It's just not happening.
I would call his bluff, because I don't think that any talk of retirement or holding out is true.
Well, you might be able to do that. We saw what he did last year. He was upset last year, right, and had a great season.
And had a great year, right. Maybe
you
can
try that.
Maybe he'll be so upset he comes back this year, Chris, and wins the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
They
won the MVP.
That.
He was mad as hell last year, right? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Adam in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
Hey, this is what I do. If I'm Mark Murphy, I look at Gutekunst or whatever his name is. I tell him, what's your plan? Tell me exactly what you're going to do. And if he doesn't tell me that he's going to trade Aaron Rodgers and he's going to go to the Broncos and say, hey, I want Noah Font, I want Bradley Chubb, and I want Jerry Jeudy. If he doesn't tell me those things, or if he doesn't give me any type of crazy package, he's not going to look for it, I fire him on the spot.
So you want to trade Rodgers then?
Yeah, you're not winning with him.
Well, you're starting all over, man. And if Jordan Love, I don't think Jordan Love is ready. I obviously haven't seen him.
Yeah, Adam, be careful, man.
There
don't
aren't
kid
many
yourself.
Indications. Right. If you don't, you can have Jerry Jeudy and all those guys. Right. If you don't have a quarterback.
So how about this? How about this? I can get Jeudy, Chubb, and first round pick. What about that?
It's fine, but what is your? Are you rebuilding, or you just signed right. Aaron Jones?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
How many more years of Aaron Rodgers do you think you realistically have?
It doesn't matter.
I think you got at least three of good, really good football. Now, he might not be like last year for 3 years, but
I think
3 years of him being one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
And here's the other thing, Chris.
Maybe more.
If you're in the mix and have a chance to go to the Super
right.
Bowl over the next 3 years, would you take that?
Absolutely.
Don't tell me that Jordan Love is going to be able to put you in that conversation. He
right,
won't.
You're rebuilding. And look, if Rodgers won't play for me, like he calls our bluff and
right.
won't show up and won't play, then, okay, I'm looking for the best package.
Yeah,
or
you
just let him sit out.
You got to do what you got to do at that point.
But,
Right. Let's just squeeze in Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
Not much, evening, gentlemen. This situation has gotten to the point where, unfortunately, Bill and Melinda Gates are. So it's irreparable. So you got to choose one. You know,
how do you get divorced when you got a gazillion dollars? Like what goes wrong there? Seriously, I know I'm stopping your conversation, Andre, but
I don't know what went wrong. I believe Bill, he might have had the prenup because he had already built up Microsoft. But I wish them both the best. You know,
if he had a prenup, she ain't divorcing him if he had a prenup.
Right, because there's no way she could have imagined him making that kind of money for a prenup, right? It can't be.
Well, how long were they married? Were they married before he had all that?
No, he started Microsoft. He had built Microsoft up. And
right,
then they
that's
got
what
married.
I thought. That's what I thought.
Oh, so
she knew what she was stepping into.
He has a prenup then. There's no
they
way
have it. She's not trying to get divorced, I wouldn't think, if they have a prenup. All right.
That's just me. But we wish him the best. But in terms of the divorce going on in Green Bay, you got to take A. Rodgers if you can. But this situation and the hostility and the suspicion on both sides, it may be past the point of any return. You know, so Rodgers is just not coming back at any, you know, irregardless of what you do. And in that case, the GM, can't pronounce his last name, my apologies, he better not learn from Dell Demps and make the deal instead of taking a hard line and getting nothing, or else Rodgers will end up getting traded and he'll get fired like Demps did. Make the deal that's there for you and just move the heck on. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. And Chris,
all right,
let me say this real quick. The Gates have already, they've decided they were married in 1994. The couple agreed to give away more than half their wealth, and financial implications are not immediately clear. So that's, they already announced.
Okay, to charitable.
Give away half of their wealth. Wow.
All right. Well, good for them. All right, Andy Kamenetsky, co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast, is joining us next. And he's going to tell us what's the biggest reason behind their free fall. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest is co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast. Worked with us as well back at the old network, Andy Kamenetsky. Andy, welcome to the Odd
What's
Couple,
up?
Brother.
Hey, how are you guys doing, man?
Doing great, man. It's great.
Better
great
than
to
the
rap
Lakers,
with you.
Tell you that.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean you're doing great.
You're right about that. Right about that. So tell us, let's go there. What is going on there, and how concerned should Laker fans be?
I'll take the second part of the question first. I think they should be very concerned right now. I mean, look at just the events from yesterday alone. Dennis Schroeder ends up in the health and safety protocols. It was confirmed today by Frank Vogel before tonight's game coming up against Denver that he is expected to be out 10 to 14 days. You know, there was no confirmation that he tested positive for the virus, but, you know, that's going to, I think, feel like a very safe assumption. You know, it's certainly along the lines of what happened with Marc Gasol, who eventually mm-hmm. did confirm that he had tested positive. So, again, I want to make sure it's clear. There's not been a confirmation that Schroeder has, but that certainly feels like the inference. And then you have LeBron James trying, you know, coming back from that second game, looking, it was interesting to me. Like the first half of that game that they lost last night, I thought that I kept thinking he needs to be more assertive. And I was wondering why he actually, it felt like was just, wasn't playing badly, but he felt almost like a bystander in the game. Then in the fourth quarter, he really started turning it on. And I'm watching this going, oh, okay, this is starting to look more like LeBron. Maybe this is just sort of a pattern we've seen with LeBron many years, much less with the Lakers, where the first three quarters, he'll kind of let guys do their thing, kind of feel out the game. Then fourth quarter, he takes over. Then he leaves for what I thought was just rest, doesn't come back in, and it turns out there's that lingering soreness in the ankle. Frank Vogel said before today's game that it's not considered a setback, and right now he's considered day-to-day. They're just being super cautious, but those two events alone, combined with a loss that puts the Lakers in a three-way tie for either the five seed or the play-in game, depending on how optimistic or pessimistic you want to be, and Anthony Davis still not looking like himself, again, Laker fans should be concerned right now.
The reason I'm out on the Lakers is I just think too many things have to go right. This is just, it's not that they don't have pieces and whatnot, but this guy's got to be healthy. LeBron's got to be healthy. Some of the players, Andre Drummond, I don't think really fits in, or so far it doesn't look like he fits in as seamlessly as he did when those two big guys weren't playing. Where are you on Andre Drummond in the Lakers? Does it work?
I think it can work, or maybe could have worked, if Davis had come back looking more like himself and LeBron is healthy. Right now, it's just, I consider Drummond neither the problem nor the solution.
Okay.
You know, he's just right now one moving piece in a lot of different moving pieces right now that everybody's scrambling to try to get on the same page with absolutely no benefit of continuity. You know, I think at times he and Davis have looked like they could complement each other well. At times they've been bumping heads. But in all honesty, Drummond, I think, has been reasonably efficient when he's been playing. You know, he had a slow start because of that toe getting stepped on against the Nets. But the last several games, he's been pretty efficient with the scoring. His defense has actually been better than I thought it would be. You know, it's not brilliant.
But not great. Chris has numbers, right?
Yeah, his stats. I think he's the lowest. He's got the lowest net defensive rating on the team.
No. That actually, according to what I'm looking at, that would be Montrezl Harrell, and then from there, Anthony Davis. Over the last six games, at least, I should specify the defensive ratings I'm looking at from the NBA. Davis's net defensive net rating is second lowest. Harrell is the worst.
Harrell shouldn't be a surprise, because that's why the Clippers didn't have a big deal with letting him go, because they saw last year he hurt them last year.
Yeah, you know, I doubt the Lakers are surprised by that at all. But as we saw in the first half of the year, when you had everybody available and there was more continuity, I think you had grouping set up where Harrell could be compensated a little bit more on that end, and you could really just focus on the things that he does, you know, at the top of his game really well, which is, you know, he can score in bursts, he can be really good on the offensive glass, and that energy of his can be really beneficial. But with guys in and out of the lineup, and then, you know, a new guy like, say, Ben McLemore, who they're looking to get shooting for, but, I mean, he's really bad defensively. All of a sudden, a guy like Harrell, I think, starts looking more problematic than he did in the first half of the season.
Now, Kyle Kuzma said something after last night's game that it's kind of been overlooked.
But
he said, right, we're not together, not the team, not the staff, nothing.
This is some insight right here.
Right. And then he said Mark Gasol should be playing more. It sounds like, we don't know for sure, but speculating, I would think for Kuzma to say that, it just feels like players have been talking about that. Like,
yeah,
we
got
to get Mark out there. Yeah, so give us insight on what's going on with all that.
Well, that's really interesting, Chris, because, I mean, you guys know there's two things that players outwardly never talk about when it comes to their teammates, you know, their general NBA peers. One is their money. You know, they're always going to say, guys should go get your checks, you know, get your bag. They're never going to talk badly about somebody. You know, they rarely, if ever, talk about somebody and their paychecks. The other thing they rarely, if ever, talk about is somebody else's playing time, you know, other than broadly saying, you know, I trust all my teammates.
Right.
You know, we trust everybody who could be on the floor, because unspoken with what Kuzma said about Marc Gasol getting more time is that it will come at the expense of somebody else.
Right.
So there's that question of
Drummond.
You know,
right,
well,
right.
Drummond,
that's what he's saying without saying.
Or Harrell. Or it could be Harrell. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be Andre Drummond, because you could reconfigure the lineups however you wanted. Because, I mean, during this recent stretch, I think Drummond has played better than Harrell. So you could perhaps start Marc Gasol and move Drummond to the bench and at the expense of Harrell, or you could play Marc Gasol at the expense of Harrell off the bench, you know, which we saw that one game against Dallas that Frank Vogel opted to do when he said that he was just looking to keep everybody sharp. So, you know, there's a lot of different directions that you can go with that, but you guys are correct. That's a really bold thing to be saying. You know, outwardly, it may reflect what other guys are talking about. You know, when he mentioned them being disconnected, I did not take it to mean like tension in the locker room, you know, guys sniping at each other. I have not heard anything like that. And the team doesn't have a ton of bad body language or anything that would make you think that there's a lot of infighting right now. I think they are literally disconnected in the sense of nobody seems to know what they're supposed to be doing on the floor right now. They look lost and nobody seems to have answers. I think that's really what he's getting at.
What'd you make of LeBron's comments? He's on the record that he thought that the play-in was whack when it originally was talked about, but then kind of, said, hey, when other teams were doing it in the bubble, that it was cool, or he thought that was good to let them fight it out. And now he says that whoever put that together should be fired. Is that because now the Lakers might be in that play-in game? Is that what it is?
Yes, that's exactly. I mean, look, I don't think it's because LeBron is, you know, a competitive part of him doesn't want to play in the playoff or anything like that. It's because when you don't think you're going to be in the play-in game, the play-in game sounds like a pretty cool way to engage fans. Like, it adds tension and stuff like that and excitement. You know, the late part of this season has been more exciting than any time with 8 games left that I can recall in recent memory. But it also, when LeBron made those comments, it largely felt like none of his business, because he didn't think he was actually going to be a part of it. It's like last year when the players had to ultimately vote on the bubble. I guarantee you every single member of like the Bulls and the Warriors and all these teams that knew they weren't going to Orlando, they're like, oh, hell yeah. I vote we do this because I get my share of the cut and I don't have to do anything.
No matter what. Right.
Yeah, I guarantee they all the players that had to vote on the All-Star game this year, if you knew that you weren't going to be doing anything wherever it was this year, you're voting for
Atlanta.
These guys to go. Yeah, I mean, you're voting for everyone to go to Atlanta because that starts affecting your money and you don't have to do anything. So I think LeBron's comments they reflect how, you know, the play-in game I don't think scares LeBron as a competitor or anything like that, but it feels like more than just either a theoretical or a formality to him. Like, this is something that could directly affect him when otherwise his team might just be an 8 seed and they have to deal with that.
Andy, we got about 30 seconds for this last answer. How confident are you? I imagine you picked the Lakers to win the West before the season. How confident are you that they'll actually do that now?
Win the West?
Yeah.
I'm not nearly as confident as I was in the beginning of the season. I got to be honest. I don't think it's
so
impossible.
So would you pick them if you had to pick somebody right now? Who
not
would it
right
be?
Now.
Okay.
If I had to pick somebody right now, I would pick Denver. I think Denver's playing incredible. Even without Jamal Murray, the way they are playing right now gives me a ton of confidence. I could be wrong, but that's why we're going right now.
It is wide open. That's for darn sure. All right, Andy Kamenetsky, check him out on the Locked On Lakers podcast. Great stuff, Andy. We appreciate it, man.
Great catching up with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. All right, sources say it's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, real quickly, there were 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter of the Wizards' rout of Indiana. And Russell Westbrook already had 10 points, 16 rebounds, and 19 assists. He is putting up ridiculous numbers. It's unbelievable what that dude is doing. All right, it's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the Iacobo Fox Sports Radio segment where we put Chris and Rob's journalism experience to the test to see if they can tell the difference between a good source and a bad source. And Chris, next time you talk about Russell Westbrook, call him by his full name, his government name. That's future Laker, Russell Westbrook.
Wow. You don't even want him.
Yes, I do.
No, you
yes,
say that now right. Because when the games matter, let's see if he puts those numbers
up. He's my second favorite player in the NBA.
22 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists is what he's averaging this year.
UCLA Bruins legend, Russell Westbrook.
Mm. He wasn't even that good at UCLA.
He had two good dunks. You know what, Rob?
What?
Always be negative, man.
What?
That's messed up, dude.
Rob G is very sensitive right now, Rob.
I'm going through a lot.
The Lakers.
I'm going through a lot.
You're going through what? Midlife crisis?
I feel like it.
You know what, guys? I got a story about the midlife crisis, right? So my daughter, you know, no, I'm not. I don't think I am. My daughter's 23. I got two of them. One of them, but they're both 23. So I'm picking, you guys know I got a new car, right? A little while ago, a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And so
the
I
one
pick
that
up,
you had to go to Fort Knox to get the money to pay for it? Yes. Go ahead.
No. I pick up one of my daughters and two of her friends. And so I was picked them up in my old car. So she was like, oh, where's the new car? And I said, oh, it's, you know, I just drove this one because I knew I was going to have all y'all in it. So she says, yeah, I got to show you guys my dad's midlife crisis car.
Yes.
I was like, what? I was like, y'all supposed to be saying, oh, Mr. Broussard is so cool. Look at this car. And y'all dissing me.
No.
Y'all dogging me behind my back. I'm going through a midlife crisis, you're saying. My goodness.
That's what usually people do when they go buy themselves some sports car, right? Or they color their hair or they get boob
implants.
Did you
go through that? Have you? Is that where all the Jordans,
I'm always
the Gucci
in crisis. Yeah, you know. That's what I bought.
I really don't feel like I'm going through a midlife. I feel fine.
I feel good.
Yeah,
but I think so. I think when I bought those $700 Gucci slippers, I mean sandals. Remember that I wore on the Gold Coast?
That were universally crushed on social media.
They killed me. Yes, they killed me for those. I thought they were good. All right, do we have one question over here?
Yeah, we'll do this very quickly. All right, here we go. I flipped the
winner
coin.
Take all.
Rob, you're going first here, okay? My sources say the artist formerly known as Chad Johnson, now known as Chad Ochocinco, announced today that he will be fighting on the Mayweather-Logan Paul undercard. Rob, my source is good.
I just got to say true.
It is true. I know this one already. Now, they don't know who he's fighting yet.
No.
I wonder if I should text Kendall Gill.
No, the groundswell is they want him to fight Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, Brandon fights.
That's
but Brandon seems so much bigger. How much does Ocho weigh?
A lot
Brandon's
of McDonald's
like 235.
Man, I hope that they don't start doing this, these guys, man.
Somebody
you know
might get hurt because,
seriously.
You know, dudes. Now, Brandon said he, both of them probably are at similar level. Brandon's told me boxes, like. But I think Brandon would hurt Ocho.
I think that stuff. There's a lot of bad. That's bad blood.
Nah, it can
like
look.
That.
It could be right.
It could be.
It
bad.
Could get ugly. Yeah.
I fought Terry Foster, who was a columnist at the Detroit News when I was a columnist at the Free Press.
And how'd you lose? And you lost to him.
He weighs 100 pounds more than me. I told you. I got robbed. There was a decision. I got robbed. The judges. You know, he was from Detroit, Terry. Terry won the fight.
You were a big-time sports columnist there, though.
Huh?
You were a big-time columnist there at
that
point.
Was, too. No, he was a columnist at the news at the time.
Rob
was
an outsider. He was an outsider. That's
exactly.
What it was.
I'm the New York guy, right?
What I heard is that he just kept wearing you out with his right hook.
Man. It was 100 pounds more than me that helped him out.
Rob was Kevin Durant. He was Steph Curry in this one. There was no way they were picking the new guy over
exactly.
the old guy.
Exactly. You know what, Rob G? Spot
Look at Rob
on.
Rob G giving him mad love.
And for that reason alone, even though you guys both got this right, I'm giving the win to Rob Parker to make up for that foul decision that took place a few years back.
I heard it. My sources said that Terry Foster was destroying Rob.
No, it wasn't that bad. No, not true at all. I refused to go down on that mat. You know why?
You didn't get knocked down.
Because it was filthy. No, it was too filthy. I would never want to get knocked down.
Keep it locked, Odd Couple.